Here we go. Hi, everybody. Welcome on. Let me change my name on here. I'm on Halima's team as her moderator, but I'm not Halima. So let me change my name there. And Halima will be with us shortly. Welcome. Hi, everybody. Let's see. Welcome to week two. All right. Okay. Hi, Robin. Robin says, hi, everyone. Hello, everyone. How has your first week gone? Assalamu alaikum, Halima Gibson. Welcome. Hey, there's our Mary Halima. Welcome, Mary.
Welcome. Thank you. Welcome to everybody. Woohoo.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody's chatting.
We're all in our places with bright, shining faces.
All right. I remember that. Good morning to you. So, okay, well, let's just start with a prayer just to connect our hearts, souls, and spirits. And welcome everybody. And who's chatting? Somebody? Okay, Robin, Lennox, do we need to be on Mondays and Wednesdays or just one? Okay, well, thanks for reminding me. So I was going to make an announcement for everybody. This is week two, which is a Wednesday at 3 p.m. New York time. And then we will have week three, which will be next Wednesday, also at the same time on the same link. And then to make sure that everybody gets the chance to be on live, we are then going to do the last two calls on Monday, June 3rd at 1 o'clock New York time, and Monday, 1 o'clock time, June 10th. So I have sent numerous emails and I will be sending out reminders. And so long as you register for the Zoom classes, you get automatic reminders. So to repeat, this is week two, Wednesday. What's the date? May 22nd. We'll meet next Wednesday, May 29th. And then we will meet Monday, June 3rd and Monday, June 10th at 1 o'clock, which is a different link. That you, if you register for it, you will get reminders. So I hope that helps everybody. I'm just trying to make sure that people that are in different time zones that work on different days get a chance to join live. So three Wednesdays, two Mondays. All righty, I hope that clarifies. So, okay, welcome. So I invite everybody to just take a couple of deep breaths. We're just going to say some opening prayers and then we'll get going with purifying and beautifying. Week two, shining your light and finding your voice. So I invite you to just take a couple of deep breaths and letting go of the day that already happened. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And again. In through the nose And a long, deep breath out, letting go of the day that already happened, the night that's yet to happen, tomorrow, the next day, whatever it is, it will be there after this call, inshallah. And so now we're making an intention to turn from the outside world to the inside world, connecting our hearts, our souls, our spirits. One heart, one soul, one purpose. To remember our divinity and the truth of who we are as we were created to be. Opening our crowns to the heavens. Opening our soles of our feet, connecting to Mother Earth, grounding fully in our body. In this way, we bring heaven to earth, light. We bring light into our physical body to be fully human, fully spirit, fully alive. Relaxing our belly. As we begin to rest in the fulcrum of the above and the below, which is our heart center. Focusing on the upper center of the chest, the thymus, place of surrender and health. And as you begin to breathe normally, I invite you to just gently allow your breath to also massage the center of your chest inside. So we're breathing fully and we're breathing in and out of our heart. Contract, expand, expand, contract. In the flow. And at home, our true home inside our heart, our soul, our spirit. Sitting back, relaxing, allowing the sacred lights and aliveness of this light language to connect us, to open all our centers, and especially open our hearts, souls, and spirits. Filling our divine chalice of our cup. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim. Waladdallin. Amin. Open your heart. Amen. Now receive, we ask and we receive. That was the opening. We ask for an opening. Now open to receive the light that comes from that. Oh, my beloved Mother, Father, Spirit, God, all that is, the Creator Source, Allah, I ask you, please, to use me as your vessel. You are the healer. Please to open everything for these beloveds, giving them greater than imagine what they ask for. Give them their blessings, their health, their wealth, time, money, energy, purpose, healing, to wake up to remember the truth of who they are and all the gifts that you wrote in their soul before they were born. Help them to shine their light on unapologetically, to find their voice, to find their place in the world, wherever that is. No comparisons. Every human being is a gift to humankind and to the creation. And as Rumi says, you were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were born with wings. You are not meant for crawling, so don't. You have wings. Learn to use them and fly. And of course, we're talking about the wings of our heart, which is what the intention is today, to really open our wings and the wings in the back of our soul. And to be the truth and the essence of who we're made to be. And I ask Mother, Father, Spirit, God, Allah, all that is, to please descend all the nearby angels, the healing angels, the guardian angels, protecting angels, creative angels, happy angels, joyful angels, to really to fill our homes, to fill this group, to fill the homes and the towns and counties where people live around the world, to help with this healing. There's so much help. And I also ask for the help from all the 124,000 cosmic beings, prophets, saints, and holy ones in all the religions that have come to this earth before to help us. They are still helping us from afar. We are the ones that we're waiting for now. It is our turn to take our place. We ask for their help. They know what it's like to be human. They can help. And they also know what it's like to be higher dimensional beings and can remind us who we are. So join me as I say this particular invocation that calls that light in. And all the beings on the earth, the elementals, all the beings that help each of us individually, we each are unique beings with unique help. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah Ibrahim Rasulullah Musa Rasulullah Isa Jesus Rasulullah Mary and all the holy women Rasulullah Alehi Salatullah. Again, taking a deep breath, opening, opening, opening. We call, they respond. Most generous, most responsive. This is the planet of free will. They'll never override our free will. It's helpful when we ask. And then invite the help. And then open to receive the help. Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Fatah, Ya Fatah, Ya Fatah, Ya Fatah, Ya Fatah. Ya Fatah, Ya Fatah, Ya Fatah, Ya Fatah, Ya Fatah, Ya Fatah. Beautiful. So I invite you to just kind of remain in your hearts, our hearts together as one heart, one soul, one focus. And today, week two, it's about the purification part. It's about clearing any ancestral lineage, any misbeliefs, any false programming, unworthiness, powerlessness, guilt, shame, any tribal belief systems, anything that might be stopping us, any veils that might be stopping us from receiving all that the divine wants to give us, all that's keeping us from our divine self, our divine light, remembering that we are divine representatives of the divine on this earth. And so we're pioneers waking up, remembering we're the first wave, really, that's really making a dent and healing thousands of years of misbeliefs. And we have the tools, we have this particular path. There are many paths, there are many teachers, and this particular path, you know, we're using its gifts and divine names, divine codes to wake us up to remember who we are, that we are divine beings, and we're meant to carry all the divine codes of truth, light, beauty, gloriousness, mercy, compassion, peace, justice, all 99 divine qualities that we're meant to be wired within our soul. So today, the first half of the call would be purifying and just releasing whatever's in the way, and remembering that when we come in, we are assigned a life purpose, which is who we are, gives us joy. It's our particular qualities that we carry automatically, whether it's creativity, leadership, healership, joy, love. You know, there's just so many different, you know, recipes. We're each a different recipe. And we're also assigned certain soul lessons. That's the exact medicine that we need to open our purpose. So that's what we're working on. We're working right now. We'll be clearing some of those soul lessons. It's not just personality stuff. It's deep soul things that we came in with, that we inherited from our DNA, our soul family that we were born into, our religion, our culture, our ethnic background. Things around guilt, shame, powerlessness, unprotected, not having a voice, not being seen. Some people do get money issues, but it doesn't mean you'll have it. It can be healed. Some people born into families where they just don't feel like they belong. And so you have to, you know, you have to heal with that. So let us begin. So before we begin, I invite you to just take a moment to just what is up for you, what's in your way. Remember last week we talked about what's in the way is the way. So just take a note in your heart. Is it, you know, what seems to be your pattern? Is it, you know, for most people, it's there's a sense of unworthiness, guilt, and shame. So we'll definitely be addressing that. It's not the truth of who we are. We've been slimed by the darkness. They tried to keep us in suffering, sacrifice, and overly giving, which is why they want us to feel guilty and shameful and unworthy, because it keeps us busy trying to prove our worth, when in fact we are worthy. We were born worthy. We were born with wings. So it's just a false matrix. We're just going to be asking to drop the false matrix. Going to be taking the red pill, everybody. So take a moment. If you're having money issues, if you feel powerless, if you have fear, lack, isolation. Sometimes we isolate. If we overly give, we get taken advantage of. Do you feel beholden to your family and the tribal rules and regulations? This is how we dress. This is who we are. This is what we do. Releasing that. And of course, this is all covered in one of the MP3s. And then the power of this group will just amp this up exponentially. Because we're all focusing on healing the false matrix. And there's so much help when a group comes together to remember the divine names, to remember the divine truth. Power of the group just amps it up. We're all helping each other to rise, to shine unapologetically. So just making your own private prayer, what you'd like to heal for yourself, your ancestors, your family, your community. Intention is always key. And asking. And we're asking basically whether you know it or not, whether you're aware of it or not, we're still asking to release and unplug from the false matrix and anything that is not the truth of who you are, any of the not you, opening up to the real you, asking to heal the DNA, the ancestral lineage for yourself and your family and your ancestors and the soul of humanity. No problem. We can do this because we're all one. We're cleaning any misbeliefs held in our souls about what we're here for and about who God is, what creator is, source, all that is, cleaning all the misperceptions that have been laid on us for thousands of years. So again, so now this part is just clearing. We'll just be clearing, clearing, clearing. Then we'll check in. And then the second part will be beautifying, just bringing in the truth of who you are and some qualities that you can use for homework. So for right now, cleaning, purifying, releasing. Okay. Beautiful. I can feel everybody's hearts. Feels beautiful. Oh, my beloved Mother, Father, Spirit, God, all that is Allah, please, and the angels and all the holy prophets, cosmic beings, and all the beings in this realm and in the other realms and the higher dimensions that want to help, please, to help us to release anything that is not the truth of who we are. Please, if there's any ancestors that want to come in, who only want the highest and best, if you feel okay, you can invite them in. Asking the father's side and the father's lineage to come behind your right shoulder. Any of the female lineage with your mother, grandmothers, and all the way back on your left, behind your left shoulders. Remembering there's no time, dimension in God's world, in the divine world. We also invite in all of your inner children, any of your inner children, your inner child in your own self, your baby, your two-year-old, three-year-old, five-year-old, anything on your timeline that wants healing from trauma, anything where you had to come up with strategies to survive, whether you isolate yourself, whether you fight, whether you freeze, whether there's still anger, rage, whatever it is, there's no blame, no shame. So we invite that little girl or little boy in, 5-year-old, 6, 7, 9, 10, teens and beyond, any pieces of parts of you that have been separated out, that want a voice, we invite them in for the healing, any traumas. Any misbeliefs, anything that was programmed, any part of you that was programmed to please, anybody that was programmed to be a good little girl or to be a good little boy. So it was convenient for others and stopped you from being your full creative self. Anywhere where somebody told you you can't sing, shut your mouth. Any place where you've been told to be just the provider if you're a man, any place in a woman, you're just here to bring babies into the world, that's it. All these kinds of things, we're just asking to be healed. And the divine knows what each of us need. So I'm going to begin with Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Al-Halim is the clement one. Again, just bringing that in. Astaghfirullah is returning, asking for forgiveness for all the many thousands of years of the false matrix, release in asking for to be released and returned to the truth. That's what Astaghfirullah al-Azim means. And Al-Halim, the most clement, to get out of jail free, to release us from any chains that bind us, known or unknown, in our body, mind, heart, soul, spirit, all timelines, all dimensions, known and unknown, backwards and forwards. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Bismillah ki kamima fi kishfi anta shafi. Shafiya uliya chuka sakama. Bismillahi awalihi wa akhirihi. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim al-Azim. Al-Azim, please wipe out any memories. Heal any trauma. Astaghfirullah al-Halim al-Azim. 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 Ashafi, God is the healer. Astaghfirullah al-Halim al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim al-Azim. Al-Halim al-Azim, al-Halim, al-Azim, al-Halim, al-Azim, al-Halim, al-Azim, healing all the female lineage, all the false programming that were put upon the women, especially in their wombs and in their sacral area, in their root chakra. Astaghfirullah al-Halim for all the men that were had to shut down their hearts just to be strong and powerful and brute force and to go to war to heal their hearts. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim for all the men and all the women who've been hurt for thousands of years and all the ones now on this earth. Heal. Heal now. Heal your soul and the souls of all you're connected with, our group soul, our collective soul. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Astaghfirullah al-Halim. Open the safety to be your true selves. Astaghfirullah al-Hafiz. 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 Know that you were preserved. You're not broken. That your essence, your truth of who you were was preserved in the midst of all of this. Al-Hafiz, Al-Hafiz, Al-Hafiz is the preserver. Al-Hafiz, Al-Hafiz, stay in your bodies, feel your feet. Al-Hafiz, 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 Al-Hafiz. Open their preserved essence that is still there. Al-Hafiz, Al-Hafiz, return the ancestors and all the winds to their truth. Al-Hafiz, Al-Haq, Al-Haq, Al-Haq. Hawk, illuminate the truth and remove the veils. Hawk is the truth. Hawk, it's a beautiful white and golden light. Hawk, raining down from the heavens, just open to receive it, feel it, know it, perceive it, imagine it. Hawk. Let the light of the truth come in and just release anything that is not in alignment with it. It can be easy. It doesn't have to be hard. For those that have ears to hear, Hawk. Al-Hafiz, 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 Al-Haq, Haq, 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 Haq. Stepping, growing roots out of the bottom of your feet. Al-Mateen, Al-Mateen, standing firm on the earth. Taking your place, yeah, Haq. Being the tree that you were created to be. Crown open to the heavens, feet firmly on the earth. Ya Haq, 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 Haq. Ya Haq, 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 Ya Haq. Really feeling your heart opening, 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 opening. It's a lot of light coming in. If you feel heat, that's okay. If you feel cold, that's okay. Whatever you feel is exactly perfect for you. The divine knows each of us and exactly what each of us needs. Yahak. Yahak. Trust is happening. Yahak. Yahak, 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 yahak. Connecting your third eye with the eye of your heart, with your belly. Yahak, 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 hak, hawk, hawk, hoo, 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 hawk, 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 hawk. Al Halim, Al Azim, Al Halim, Al Halim, Al Halim, Al Halim, Al Halim, Al Halim, Al Halim. Clemency, you're not held accountable for things that happened when you didn't know any better. Any vows, any decisions that you made, any agreements, contracts with your tribe, with your ancestors, they're broken now, asking the Archangel Michael to come in to cut the cord. Cut any ties that no longer serve so that you can have more choice, more freedom. Doesn't mean you don't love them. It just means you're not in slavery to it. Ya Haq, Ya Haq, Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim. Clemency, get out of jail free. Al Halim, Al Halim, Al Haq, Al Haq, Al Haq, Al Haq. Cutting with the sword of truth. Al Haq, 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 Al Haq. Anything that you inherited from the DNA, asking it to be cleaned. Al Haq, Al Halim, Al Haq, Al Halim, Al Haq, 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 Al Muiz, Al Muiz, Al Muiz, Al Muiz, Al Muiz, Al Haq, Al Haq, Al Muid, Al Muid. Restore each of us to our original essence, safety, security, and trust. In the divine plan, in a divine essence and creation. Al-Mu'id, 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 Al-Halim, 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 Al-Halim. Releasing your mind, you don't need to know what these qualities are, these divine names are. You don't need to know. Just let them do what they do. Let them heal you. Let them clear any misbeliefs, anything that no longer serves you. To open to the true you, releasing the not you. Al Halim, Al Halim, Al Halim, Al Halim, Al Azim, Al Azim, Al Azim, Al Azim. Releasing any memories. Al Azim, 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 Al Azim. Now I'm going through every. I'm going to the back of everybody's necks, to the occiput in the back of your upper neck. Releasing any false programming. Releasing any long-held traumas, whether they're yours or somebody else, whether it happened to you or you witnessed it. You don't have to know what it is, just asking for the mercy and to be released. Bismillah, manarhi, and ka'udabarabi falak, wamanshari makhalak, wamanshari rasakinitha wakab, wamanshari nafatibulukad, wamanshari hasanit nitha hasad. Bismillah, manarhi, and ka'udabarabi falak, wamanshari makhalak, wamanshari rasakinitha wakab, wamanshari nafatibulukad, wamanshari hasanit nitha hasad. Bismillah, manarhi, Udabarabi Falak, Mishari Machalak, Womishari Raskin at the Wakab, Womishari Nafatulukad, Womishari Hassan at the Hassad. Releasing anybody that's talking about you, anybody that told you who you were when it wasn't even close to the truth of who you were. Releasing any misbeliefs, any voices that try to program you, tell you who you were. Anything where you were brought up by just having to serve and be in servitude rather than being in freedom. Al Halim, 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 any misbeliefs, false programming. And now going down to the base of your neck, C71, that, you know, first big top of the spine. Bismillah, manarhi, and ka'udabarabi nas, maliki nas, lehi nas, mensharis wasakan nas, lehi was wisufisaduri nas, menal janatuwa nas. Bismillah, manarhi, and ka'udabarabi nas, maliki nas, lehi nas, mensharis wasakan nas, lehi was wisufisaduri nas, menal janatuwa nas. If there's any energy moving, always move it out. Just shake your legs, move it out of your feet, out of your little toes. Just, you know, move, you know, let your body tell you what to do. Bismillah, manarhi, and ka'udabarabi nas, maliki nas, lehi nas, mensharis wasakan nas, lethi was wisufisaduri nas, menal janatiwa nas. Now putting my hands on top of your head and just imagining and just asking the divine, the angels and all the help to balance your left and right brain. So that you have a balance between being logical and being just with the creative and to be with the one source, balancing between the inner and the outer, the logical and the illogical, the imagination world and the logical realm, balancing.
balancing, balancing, balancing. Please, I ask for the help. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kulu Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun kufuwan ahad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kulu Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun kufuwan ahad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kulu Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun kufuwan ahad. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Lot of light, lot of light, lot of light. Open, 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 open. Fatah, fatah, fatah. You don't have to understand any of it. Just open, trust, allow. Allah, Allah, Allah. And now for the mind, asking God, Spirit, all that is, the angels and all the help of the divine prophets and saints and the holy beings and the holy elements of the earth, please, to heal the misbeliefs, anything that was programmed into our minds that we inherited, and any of the collective minds, like when we turn on TV and anything that's in the collective mind, all the misbeliefs about, you know, what's really going on. Everything that we see is nothing close to the truth of what's happening behind the scenes. This is all meant to distract us and keep us busy from the truth. Asking the divine to release it now for all timelines, all dimensions, anything in the collective mind, anything about what that causes separation. They tell us to be good, to be bad. This is good, that is bad. Who knows? Nobody knows that. That's true. It's not true. It causes separation. It causes judgment. We know nothing. Please, to clean the mind, to return us to the white mind. Al-hay, 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 al-hay. A'udhu billahi, a'udhu billahi, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Man alladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi idhnihi. La ma bayna yadayhi wa ma khalfahum. Wa la yutatuna bi shahmin ummihi illa bi ma sha'a. Wasi'a kursiyyuhu samawati wal ard. Wa la yahuduhu hiftuhuma wa huwa allahu al-azim. Cleaning the mind, staying in your heart, and just let the mind be cleaned. Misbeliefs, programming, false voices. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Man alladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi idhnihi. La ma bayna yadayhi wa ma khalfahum. Wa la yutatuna bi shahmin ummihi illa bi ma sha'a. Wasi'a kursiyyuhu samawati wal ard. Wa la yahuduhu hiftuhuma wa huwa allahu al-azim. A'udhu billahi, a'udhu billahi, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum. La takuru sinatun walanam, lahuma fi samwati wa mafilard. Mendala the yashahu into who will be at Nialam, Mama Baina theme, Mama Kafahum. Walla yututuna bishahamin, a mihi, alibi masha. Wasiakrisi, you who samwati will art. Walla yahuduhu, hiftahuma wahua, alahu aladim. Beautiful. Yakudus, Yakudus, Yakudus. Putting a beautiful holy light around your heads to protect your heads and your minds from all that tries to come through the TVs, through the radios, through other people. Ya Qudus, Ya Qudus, Ya Qudus, Ya Qudus, so that you could hold the light in the midst of all of what's going on in the earth. Ya Qudus, remember the light is getting lighter, and the dark, though it's getting darker, it's less. Our light is winning the day. Qudus, Ya Qudus, Ya Qudus, Ya Qudus. It's a spiritual revolution, and we're helping. We're on the front lines. Ya Qudus, 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 Ya Qudus. And it's safe and it's easy. All we have to do is stay with the light, stay with our hearts, stay with the love. Ya Wadud, and stay with the truth. Ya Haq, 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 Haq. La ilaha illallah al-Malik al-Haq al-Mubin. La ilaha illallah al-Malik al-Haq al-Mubin. La ilaha illallah al-Malik al-Haq al-Mubin. So now I'm going to bring in the quality of the divine name, Yanur, which means the light. Oh, light, please, to clean our inner senses, to clean our third eye. Anybody that needs that? Our third eye, our ears, our inner ears, our inner hearing, our inner speaking, our inner knowing, and anything that's in our face. It's like sometimes things come in that want to help us look at that and at the outer instead of the inner. So turning your inward eyes to the eye of your heart, Anur, 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 cleaning your heart, your third eye, eye of your heart, ears, mouth, nose, and knowing in mind. Anur, 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 God, Spirit, all that is, you are the light to clean anything that needs cleaning. Open their ears, open their inner ears, open their inner eyes, their nose, their mouth, their heart. Anur, 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 Anur. Their inner seeing is much more real than what we look at when we look outside. Anur, 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 asking the light to clean what needs to be cleaned. Anur, 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 Anur. Sometimes if we are either married to or living with or been born into a family of narcissists or people that it's all about them and they forgot about you, sometimes they're hiding out in your third eye, releasing them, releasing them, releasing them, releasing them out of your heart, out of your third eye. Just, they just don't belong there. It doesn't mean you don't love them, but they just don't belong in your energetic field or your inner senses. Anur, 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 asking angels to help to clean the pineal, the pituitary, the third eye, eye of the heart. Anur, Anur, Anur. Beautiful, beautiful. Anur, 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 Anur. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anur, 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 Anur. Opening up the eye of the heart, opening up your third eye, connecting the two with the belly. Anur, 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 Anur. Anur, Anur, opening your crowns even more. Anur, 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 feel your belly, feel your feet. Anur, 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 Anur. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Hidina Sirata al-Mustaqim, Sirata al-Adina, Anamta Alayhim, wa Ghayra al-Maktubi Alayhim al-Dallin. Amin. Amin. So just take a minute to just breathe, just settle in, receive, keep receiving. There's still a lot of light. Just feel, know, imagine, trust. The ancestors, they're thanking us. We thank them for coming in. Thank you for all they had to hold in their lifetime. They can stay or leave. It's up to them. Thank you for showing their support. If any part of you hurts, if you know your head hurts, just bow it deeper, more deeply, and or just say the name Allah or whatever name you chose when you pray, whatever sacred name. Ask for help. Sometimes if your head hurts, you just need to open your light of your crown a little bit more. Just open, open, open more. All the, this big light wants to squeeze into your little bodies. So expanding your bodies, Abhasana, 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 above, below, right, left, front, back. Your soul is 70,000 times bigger than your body. Opening, opening. Udabila, 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 Minashaitana regime. Anything that doesn't belong, asking the angels to take it out of their field. Allah, Allah. Yeah, hawk, 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 hawk. Just let your heart fill your chalice of your cup of your heart, fill to overflowing, and let it be a full body experience. Remembering that your heart organ will now take all this light and pump it through your veins, through your blood. Healing your organs, your bones, your marrow, all your energetic centers. It just keeps going. Beautiful. So much love coming in. A Rahman, a Wadud, a Wadud, a Rauf, a Basit. So many of you are in that fourth and fifth dimension of the ocean of the love. It's very quiet. Just enjoy the quiet. And everybody, whether you're conscious of it or not, it's happening. You're receiving, allowing. You were born to shine your light. To bring heaven to earth. To be happy, healthy, whole, fulfilled, free. Amen, amen, amen. So I invite you to stay in your hearts and in your bodies. And we'll just kind of open for some check-ins. And then, you know, making sure, like say we'll do that for maybe 20, 25 minutes. And then making sure that we save time for the beautifying. So we did a lot of purifying and already some beauty came in for sure. And then at the end, I'd like to just share two beautifying divine codes, light names, divine names that will you can work with for, you know, during the week for homework if you want. And that has some many secrets in it. So I guess we can, Deborah, if you would help me unmute them, if anybody wants to be on video or not. Or... unmute their mics, or I don't know how it works. Maybe you can tell them because my mind is gone.
Okay, I'll try to bring back enough to articulate that. So if
you have a question for Halima.
Or you want to check in about the healing.
Or you want to check in about the healing. Yes. You're welcome to raise your hand. Okay, here's a hand raised. So you're welcome to raise your hand. To do that, you would pull up the participant box. And to do that, you would hover over the bottom. And a little pop-up will come up and you'll see a thing with little heads on it. Click that and that's your participant box. And in the bottom right of that, you see a place to click on to raise your hand. And that's where you'll do that. And then I'll unmute you. So let's see, I'm gonna unmute Shelley.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, that was beautiful. I was really tired with the call because I've just flown the last 3 days getting up at about 2 a.m. each day, but I was awake for about the first part of it and then literally got knocked out. So the energy was very strong. And yes, it brought me into a place of extreme peace, stillness, and quiet, which is what I really needed. I have an incredibly active mind. And I think one of my questions that I had to ask you, and hopefully this whole process is what was helping with removing the veils, receiving, through this process, I'm emptying out. You know, we're coming back to nothingness, as I know, back to that oneness. So it's an emptying out, and I have a lot of moments where I just feel nothing, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like I'm not receiving the wisdom or the information. Does that make sense with what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so. I mean, you know, we go through different stages and stations and states. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the nothingness is, and the quietness is just the perfect thing. And the second part, you know, we can, you can always ask when you're in that quiet place, is there anything I need to know, see, or understand?
Gotcha. Okay.
And then, you know, just watch for what happens in the moment. Cause that's a great time when you're in that quiet place, that's the perfect time to just kind of ask anything I need to know, see, or understand. And if you don't get anything, you don't get anything.
Perfect.
But if you do, you do.
That helps.
Yeah. So thanks. Glad you could make it.
Thank you.
I see a couple of chattings people.
Yeah. There's a question from, and I hope I'm saying your name correctly, Mehar. Excuse me. She says, Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Shukriya for the amazing, amazing love and compassion. Awesome clearing. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Does anybody want to put on video so I can see them, or everybody's hiding today, or what's, or is that me? Did I mess up?
Oh, no, hang on. Here's
this mayor. Hi.
Let me unmute. Hi. I'm unmuting you.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to see the faces. Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
So I have one problem. Like when I'm deep, I know the darkness just gets me because I know there's a lot of anger because I've dealt with a lot in this 43 years from all around, not just my in-laws, my family, my kids, husband. So how, I don't know which one, when Allah comes, Halima comes, but it's there for a while, then it goes away and comes back to the same thing. So I really would want a strong, like, what should I do? Should I do that after every salat, or it's heavy, it's really heavy.
Yeah, so it's a couple of things. You know, one is, where are you letting it in?
That's it.
Yeah. So in other words, they do what they do and we can choose to listen or not. So I can send you some earplugs if you want.
Please. I take it to heart because I want to help them instead of helping myself. There you go. I got it.
Yeah.
I am not helping myself. I'm helping
the only one you can help is you.
There you go. I got the answer right now. Talking to you.
All right. I got it.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Okay. Shukran. Thank you.
Now put it on your refrigerator.
I will.
Okay. Or in your hand or something. Okay. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah.
Okay.
God takes care of everybody and we take care of us. And then through taking care of us, the family gets, it's amazing. The families do get automatically what we get. And when we heal, they heal.
Awesome. So I'm going to unmute Kimberly.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Mary. Hi, everybody. You know, and on that note of the family heals as we heal, I mean, I have worked with the additional codes and I've had headaches most days.
Uh-huh.
And I find that my family is off. they're being affected and they're not, there's something happening.
Right. Well, all you can do is keep going for you. What do you think is happening? What do you perceive?
I mean, I just see their behaviors, they're acting different.
Better or worse?
Worse.
Worse, okay.
I'm having more headaches. I feel physically worse and I'm seeing them acting, being influenced in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. So are you doing the AFU? Was that you I gave AFU to?
The AFU.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Keep playing that, that sacred chapter from the Quran. It's for anybody just to keep your energetic homes clean. Just to keep playing that Surah Baqarah. It's the second chapter in the Quran. You can get it online. I'll post the YouTube with it. So just sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. And so in a way, it's a test to keep saying, no, I'm not giving in. No, you don't have power over me. No. So, and just to keep playing that surah, there is, Allah. Yeah, I mean, that's all I can tell you in asking the angels to come in and, you know, which they will when you play that. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
I get, I feel it in my head. So it's, I'm.
Well, that's where they always attack. You know, the darkness loves the head. So that's why I did that clearing for the An-Nur. So maybe you can just keep working with An-Nur, which is the light, not just O light, the light. It's a wider column of light that comes in. And An-Nur cleans the third eye. And it also cleans the kingdom of the head. And it also cleans the heart, the eye of the heart. So it's about really making sure that the eye of your heart is connected to your eye of the third eye.
Thanks, Deborah.
What happened?
She just texted it or she put it in the chat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so work with An-Nur and just imagine it going into your third eye and the eye of your heart. So the darkness wants to take over in your head and the divine wants to take over your heart. So that's the battle between the head and the heart. So you know, trust that it will keep working. Please don't give up. You know, I'll keep you in some extra prayers. And An-Nur, An-Nur, An-Nur. Feels like it goes right into the left side of your heart. An-Nur. And if you don't mind saying Allah, say that. Say An-Nur. An-Nur. Anybody that's struggling with that, An-Nur. Oh God, you are the light. An-Nur. Oh divine, you are the light. Heal me, fill my heart with light. Let my heart be the boss. An-Nur. Where there is light, there is no darkness. An-Nur. Ya Allah An-Nur. And the darkness loves to get us through our family. So that goes for Mayor too as well. That's how the darkness likes to get us. So it's like, just keep returning to the light inside you and trust. Ya Allah An-Nur. And you can say it with your children as well, if they'll say it with you. Just chant it, all three of you together, or four of you, however many. I hope that helps. And I'll keep you in my prayers, beloved. I know it's not fun.
Thank you.
Yeah. Does somebody else have a question? Or?
Let's see. There's a comment. I'll read the comment from Bonnie Halima. It says, let me find it again. Sorry.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Bonnie Halima. It's Bonnie Bristow.
Okay.
It says, felt a beautiful Native American presence today, which made me long for their presence, wisdom, and grace, etc. Still getting over a bug and resting up, but definitely gravitate to Ya Salam and allowing inner peace to come.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, thank you to our Native American indigenous cultures who suffered so much at the hands of us. That's beautiful. So yeah, you have so much support. They come in from every religion. That's Sufi. I love Sufi. You know, we get everybody. We make no separation. I love it. And salam is an excellent quality also for healing. So yeah, peace, safety, security, and salam, healing. Very master quality. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah.
And Mehar says, mashallah, I use that every morning, helps a lot. Yes, very powerful. So that is why.
Use what? An-Nur?
I believe the last thing that you were saying.
Salam, Baqarah. I'm
not sure which, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
But Mehar, if you want to put that in there, I'll clarify.
Okay. That's all right. Keep using it. If it's working, use it. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Beautiful. Yeah. Anybody else?
Yes. And she says, yeah, she plays.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And Susan says, I get so cold. I'm freezing the entire time, but the same happened last time. So this time I'm curled up in a blanket. So it was easier to cope with this time. I also get so calm, but I also get a lot of shaking in my body. What can this be?
This can be your body just trying to release everything that's not you. Trauma, that's a really good sign. So yeah, just let it shake. Maybe it's making you cold, so you will shake. So yeah, that's beautiful. The body knows exactly what you need, and the light knows exactly what you need. And so the cold is really a balm. It's helping your body. So like I said, everybody's different. I don't know exactly why that would be for you, but I'm glad you have a blanket. And just imagine that blanket is awasia, that the divine light just wrapping around you. Yeah, that's beautiful. So usually the cold is when the light's coming in, and yeah, just shake it out. And for everybody all the time, when anything starts moving, any dark energy moving, so I'm not saying Susan's energy was dark, but anything that needs to move, always move it out, you know, shake your legs, move it out of your little toes when we're doing the healings. So how's your heart, Susan? Just how's that? Just wanna, if you could just let us know how your heart is.
Okay, you want me to go ahead and read the next one while we're waiting?
Yes, yep. Okay, good.
So Robin says, I'm moving side to side and backwards and forwards. It also feels like a band around my head.
Okay. So moving around, that's great. I always do that too. I'm sort of like almost like in a rotation and I move, and that's good. You're just following the energy. And the band around the head, yeah, I was feeling some people today with their, something going on with the heads. You know, that's why I, you know, worked with that Anur. And sometimes that's the mind just wants to be in control. And sometimes, you know, the darkness or, you know, just whatever it is, I don't want to make pictures. But again, that's where they love to get us is in the head. That's where the TV is programming us. That's where everything in the world is trying to program our heads to be locked down, just, you know, and all of that. So yeah, Basit opens the expanding around your head. Al-Qudus, Al-Holy, Al-Qudus, Q-U-D-D-U-S. Puts holy lights around the head and protects the head. And Anur for the third eye, so it can open and open the crown. Yeah, Anur Al-Qudus, Anur Al-Qudus. Anur Al-Qudus, 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 Al-Qudus.
Oops.
Yeah, I would work with those two. And the moving, yeah, just trust your body knows which way to move. I'm always moving too, sometimes right to left, sometimes left to right. So when we're spinning counterclockwise, stuff is leaving. When we're spinning clockwise, the light is coming in. It knows what to do. So I'm just working with your head right now. Who's that? Who was that that said that with their head?
Oh, that was Susan Robin. Said,
oh, Robin. Okay. Yeah, Robin. I'm just kind of working with your head now. And also Kimberly, I'll just keep working with your head. Just kind of asking for the light to just open it up a little bit. And Susan, I'm glad your heart is calm and open. Just keep focusing on your heart and stay in that nice blanket of wasya, of love. Anybody else?
Yeah, so just Mehar says, my home is clear, but I was holding myself from loving myself.
Uh-huh.
And Doreen says, I went into a dream state and I had a lucid nightmare, one in a ocean drowning. Then I was transferred to a plane where a being was pulling a cord and the plane started going down. Is not normal. Not sure what this was about.
Well, it's interesting because I felt a lot of people, you know, in the Sufi way, I mean, I wish I could speak to you instead of, you know, just have all these comments so I could feel you. But, you know, in the Sufi way, that's what we want to do. We want to drown in the ocean. We want to disappear and dissolve. And we say die before we die. And by the end of the call, there was a lot of people going into that going down the river into the ocean. So I'd like to just be able to feel your heart.
I'm available.
Where are you? Hi. There you are. Hello. Hey. All right.
It was weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So... oh, drowning in the ocean is good in a Sufi way. That's like the best thing you can do. So, but it's not good if you get scared. So, you know, perhaps I was moving too fast. So I invite you to just kind of put, and everybody kind of just put your hand on your upper heart. Yeah. Even up a little higher by the thymus. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. So let's just bring in Ya Allah, Ya Haq. Ya Haq. Ya Haq. So see if you can feel that light. Ya Haq. Yeah, Huck. Yeah, Huck. Yeah, Huck. Yeah, Huck. And there's a place where it's just like this river opens and we're sliding, gliding down the river joyfully, completely relaxed. And then really into the ocean, but it's an ocean of love. Yeah, Huck. Yeah, Huck. Yeah, Huck. So we'll see if we can reframe that dream into the ocean of love, and you're just being bathed in the love. Yahak, Yawadud, Yahak, Yawadud, Yahak, Yawadud, Yahak, Yawadud. Feel that opening, people, and I'm right there by the thymus. Yeah, huh. It's like where the seven heavens open. Yeah, huh. Yeah, what do? 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 Rumi says, "You are not a drop in the ocean. You are an ocean in a drop." Mm-hmm. So letting that ocean of love just fill you, breathe you. Yeah, huck, yeah, what, dude. So Doreen, that might be a good quality for you to work with, is yeah, huck, H-A-Q-Q. H-A-Q-Q. Yeah, which means the divine truth, yeah, huck, yeah, what, dude, the love. How does that feel now?
It feels lighter because my heart was like racing.
I was like, oh my God. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
Planting, I was like, I don't know what was going on. I couldn't see myself or see whoever it was, but they were pulling this cord that was making the plane go down. It was like, why?
Yeah.
So I just had to bring myself out of it. And I was like, what? What?
Right. So the hawk, if you like kind of just receive the hawk, yeah, hawk is the truth. If you can ask it, is there anything, is there anybody in your life trying to do, was that a metaphor for something in your life or was that real or not real? Okay, so you just keep asking for the truth to illuminate. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for saying. You never know what's going to come up with these things. But it's always, yeah, it's not to reignite any traumas ever. And so it's either a metaphor trying to tell you something, or I kept wanting to say, go into the ocean of love, go into the ocean, and I never said it. So stuck for a while on my part, because that's where we're all trying to go. So, and you got a Boeing, a nice big, good plane. You were saved, and then they tried to drop you in the ocean again. Come on, we want to give you the love. So hopefully that's all it is. More love, more love, more love.
Nice to be here.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So the next comment is from Elizabeth. It says, continuing to release resistance and fear from my body. Any additional guidance on this would be great. Great release. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Do you want to, Elizabeth, if you want to raise your hand, I can unmute you. Or you can unmute yourself.
Okay.
No pressure.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I think we have two Elizabeths. I'm not sure, but.
Okay, that's one. Elizabeth Green.
Okay. Yeah, just trust your Hello. Body.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Yes. Just resistance in my body. It's been releasing over the past couple of days, probably from all the energy from the weekend and the full moon and all that stuff. But that was really releasing. So any like additional guidance with the fear, the resistance and help with that would be amazing.
Okay. Yeah, actually those are the two qualities we're going to be actually doing for the homework. So if you can just hold on for that. Yeah, we're going to be releasing fear and any childhood wounds, any trauma in the body. That's what these, the two codes that is the homework for everybody.
Okay.
So just trust and just keep moving, you know, just always move. Your body wants to move just to release it. Sing, mm-hmm. Sing in the car, sing in the shower, just sing. Open up that little girl who just wants to shine her light and her voice. And then these two divine codes we'll be working with, which reminds me to put them in the chat box now. We're going to be working with Ya-Aziz, A-Z-I-Z, Aziz, like it's spelled, it's pronounced A-Z-E-E-Z, like that, Aziz. And then we'll also be working with the Mutta Ali, which is MUTA ALI, but it's like a EE, Mutali. And so that would be great for you, Elizabeth, these two.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, a couple more minutes, and then I really want to go into these two qualities, these two divine names codes, because they're really good for really bringing in your full capacities, each of us, our full capacities of what we came to do for our soul purpose, of our divine light.
Okay, do you have time for one more?
Yep, one more, sure.
Okay, it says, feels like a band or something holding my head, feeling sadness. That's from Lena.
Okay, and that's different from the other one who had a band too? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the same thing for you, because, you know, our mind is what stops us. And so that's where that band comes in. No blame, no shame. It's just, you know, anybody with a strong mind, that's where it's going to come. And so, again, it's Yakuduz, 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 Yakuduz. And I did a strong clearing for the mind, and if the mind doesn't like it, it's gonna like say no. So Yakuduz, 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 Yakuduz is the holy. God is the holy, and it puts lights around your head. And you can also work with the Anur, 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 Yallah, Anur. And also making sure that you really open your crown fully, because a lot of light comes in, and if the mind's trying to understand, it sometimes it puts a band. And so you just want to just imagine that you're just expanding your light around your head, opening your crown. Yakuduz, 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 to receive all the light that wants to come in. You know, that's where the fight is, usually the head. So it's all good. Just means there's a lot of light trying to come in, and Yakuduz, Yakuduz, Yakuduz. Connecting your third eye with the eye of your heart. The heart is the safety and has a bigger brain than the brain in the head. There's scientific studies that show there's actually more neurons in the heart than center than there is in the brain. Okay, so keep going, and maybe with these two qualities. So anybody that's been having trouble with their head or anything, maybe these, you know, just open and see if these two divine codes can help you also with this. Okay. So let's do these last two divine names, and this is your homework if you want to work with this. And the first one we'll do is Ya'aziz. Ya Allah Al-Aziz, Ya Aziz. Aziz has the capacity to lead us from the state of weakness, guilt, and shame into a deep sense of self-esteem and self-love. It restores us to our most intimate sense of worth so that our inner strength can grow. Aziz is a very strong quality, also good if you have spine issues. It's also good for the spine, helps us to stand in the truth of who we are and our strength. The name Aziz, the exalted in might, reveals that the divine's deep strength and independence. Recitation of this name brings self-esteem and the strength of knowing and standing in one's inner truth. So we'll be calling on that. And again, this is just to receive it. Receive that inner strength. Receive that sense of standing in your own truth and loving yourself and being worthy. And then the second one we'll work with is Muta'ali. Ya Muta'ali, the Most High. This code reveals the most sublime and highest light of the divine, of God, all that is. It unveils the most hidden aspects of existence. One who recites this name will bring back lost respect. It'll open and you'll help you regain lost capabilities and give you power and prestige. It heals childhood any childhood strategies where we tried to be good or we overgave, or any sense of fight, flight, or freeze, anything where we stop or isolate, any coping methods that we tried to cope to survive. It lifts the veils of our wounded self. It opens us to our essence and to become the bridges between heaven and earth, and helps us gain our capability in this world, and so that we become a divine light in this world. So remember, the theme of this week was shining our light, being worthy, standing in our truth, finding our voice, our power, our strength, our beauty. So that's what the, in our capacity, we're each given capacities written in our soul before we're born, opens our inner strength. Okay, so we might go over a few minutes. If you have to hang up, if you can stay, stay, and you know, you'll get the recording. So thank you for coming, beloveds. I just love sharing your hearts, minds, spirits, bodies with you today. I invite you to continue to listen to the MP3s. Practice at least 20 minutes sitting at a time doing one of the divine names. And always, it's the highest to just remember the divine name of God. Allah, Abba, Aum. Let's see what else is there. Abba, Elohim, Allahu, Allaha. You know, any of the divine names, or Al-Haq, to really sit for 20 minutes just receiving that name heals everything. Contains all the names in the divine name. Okay. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, O Divine Mother, Father, Spirit, God, all that is Allah. We ask you, please, and ask the angels and all the higher beings that have helped us so far today and every day to help us with these two qualities. Help us receive our capability, help us to remember our strength, help us to shine our light, find our voice, heal our body of any trauma that's being held in our physical body, any memories, help us to return to the strength, to stand in the truth, to be our divine self, being the bridge, being the divine light you made us to be. Ya Allah, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz. Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, lead us from weakness, guilt, and shame into a sense of self-love and self-esteem, worthiness, and light. Ya Allah, Ya Aziz, Ya Allah, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, help us stand in the truth of who you made us to be. Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz. If you're on mute, you want to say this with me and let the Aziz ease, park right into the center of your chest. Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, divine strength. Ya Aziz. Beautiful. Let's go right in, back towards your spine and out the door to your soul. Ya Aziz. Divine strength and capability. Ya Aziz. Remember, this is a receiving. Ya Aziz. Ya Aziz. Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz. I'm going to do 100 of them for the body, for anybody struggling with their body or their heads or anything, just to bring in the capability, the strength to release any bands around your head, to release anything in the body from trauma, known or unknown, remembered or unremembered. All timelines, all dimensions, but especially in your body. This is for your body. Ya Aziz, 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 Ya Aziz. Let it go through all the layers of your heart, your cup, your chalice. Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz. You are worthy, you are loved. Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, you are light. Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz. Strengthening your spine to stand in your light. Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz. Unlocking any trauma. Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz. Anything physical. Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz. You are capable. Ya Aziz, 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 Ya Aziz. If you want to stand up and let it just go through your whole body, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, let it support your spine, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, standing in your strength, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, the strength of your divine light, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, feel your legs, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, breaking any chains that bind you, anything around the head, releasing it, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz, Ya Aziz is the most capable, Ya Aziz, 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 Ya Aziz. Beautiful. Ya Aziz, beautiful. And now for releasing even more childhood strategies, fight, flight, freeze, anything where you've isolated, any places where you've coped to survive that no longer serve you, releasing the veil of your wounded self, releasing fear, terror, and opening. Let it open you to your essence, to your divine self, to be the light in this world, safe, and to open all your capabilities and to regain any lost capability. You know, sometimes in childhood, we came as free spirit and we were dancing and singing and we saw things and we knew things and they just told us it wasn't true or don't be so big and bright. So now it just returns you to any lost capabilities, returning you to your true essence. So just receive this, allow this to rewire you to your divine essence and capability and light. Again, it's a receiving. Ya Mut'ali. Ya Mut'ali, the Most High. Ya Mut'ali, Ya Mut'ali, Ya Mut'ali. Brings back any lost respect. Brings back your power, your prestige, respect. Yamuta Ali, for yourself and having others respect you. Yamuta Ali, 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 Yamuta Ali. It's cleaning people's back of their brains. Some people's brains are getting cleaned. So just trust whatever happens. Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali. Yamuta Ali, 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 Yamuta Ali. Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali. Let that go right in. Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali. Let your body move if it needs to move. Shake it, releasing any terror, fright, freeze, anything from the childhood. Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali. Let it unlock anything it needs to unlock. Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali. Beautiful. It's really helping your hearts. Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali. Making more space, more joy. Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali, Yamuta Ali. More safety. Yamuta Ali. Yamuta Ali, 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 Yamuta Ali. Yamuta Ali, 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 Yamuta Ali. Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Jaleel, you are the most glorious light. Just feeling your light. Ya Aziz, Ya Muta Ali, 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 Ya Aziz, Ya Muta Ali. Just let that light come in and rewire you, releasing, rewiring. Beautifying you, your body, your heart, your soul, your spirit. Ya Aziz, Ya Muta Ali. Ya Aziz, Ya Muta Ali. Wow, so much beauty, strength, capability, light. Could feel it actually just like changing the cells in your body. So just let it do what it does. Shake if you need to shake it out. A lot of light coming in. Ooh. Allah. Ya Aziz, Ya Muta Ali. So that's your homework. I'll put it in an email and along with the recording. And now I'm going to complete this session today with the prayer of light. First, thanking all the angels, thanking Allah, God, Spirit, all that is, the beings of light, the ascended masters, the higher dimensional beings, all the beings and holy beings of the earth, elementals, sprites, dragons, whoever helps you. We thank you for this healing. We ask to please to continue this healing in the daytime and in the nighttime when they're sleeping. Help them to remember the divine names in their heart, to remember the truth of who they are. And we complete this with this protection of light, to remember to help you to be the tree and to surround yourself with light. And let this infuse you even more with more light. Allahumma ij'al fi qalb hadhal insan nuran. Oh Allah, please to put even more light in the hearts of these humans. Wa fi nafs hadhal insan nura, and light in their soul. Wa fi ruh hadhal insan nura, and light in their spirits. Wa fi aql hadhal insan nura, and light in the intellect, the divine intellect. Allahumma ij'al an yamani hadhal insan nura. Ya mu'min, please to put the light of faith and trust on their right side. Wa an yasri hadal insan nura. Ya muhaimin, please to put a beautiful light of protection on their left side. Wa minamami hadal insan nura. Ya aziz, beautiful light of strength in front of them to make the way easy and straight. Wa min kalfi hadal insan nura. Ya jabbar, beautiful compelling light out behind them. Watakta adami hadal insan nora. Ya salam. Peace, safety, security underneath their feet as they walk on this earth. Wafauki rausi hadal insan nora. Ya kudus. Kudus, kudus, kudus. A beautiful protective light around their head, around their mind. Only light and holy thoughts. Ya kudus, kudus, kudus. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Allahumma ijali hadal insan nura. Oh Allah, Mother, Father, Spirit, God, all that is, the one that breathes us and beats our hearts, make us all light. Make our whole self light inside and out for our body, heart, soul, spirit, and energetic field. Yamuti kabir, yamuti kabir, yamuti kabir, yamuti kabir, yamuti kabir. Help us to bow our heads to our hearts. Let us put our minds and our heads underneath our heart, underneath the divine light. Yamuti kabir, 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 yamuti kabir. Bismillah rahman rahim. Alhamdulillah ya rabbi alameen rahman rahim. Maliki yawm iddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. Ayyul maktubi alayhim wa ladallin. Amin. Amin, 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 amin. Allahumma anta salam, wa mika salam, wa laika ya udu salam. Tabarakta rabbana wa talaita ya du jalali wal ikram. Allahu Akbar. Oh, the time goes by way too fast, beloveds. Thank you so much. I look forward to doing healings, the one-on-ones with you, and our next call next Wednesday, same time, same link. Salam alaikum, and I'll send you the homework with the replay. Salam alaikum. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.